Hello, this is my Lenten diary for March 17th, 2026. Today is Tuesday in the fourth week of Lent. And for those of you who are observant, today is St. Patrick's Day. This is a reading from Paul's first letter to the Corinthians. For I received from the Lord what I also handed on to you, that the Lord, on the night when he was betrayed, took a loaf of bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body that is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, he took the cup also after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes." Here ends the reading. 1 Corinthians, according to most scholars, was written around 55 in the Common Era, or about 25 years after Jesus' death, and about 15 years before the Gospel of Mark, which is widely believed to be the first of the four Gospels we have in the Bible. This means that these few verses, recounting the institution of Holy Eucharist by Jesus on the night before he died, are the earliest written account in the New Testament. The presence of these verses also means that Paul, who is not one of the 12, had received the tradition from people who had preceded him in the faith, and he continued to share this tradition with other churches that he founded. And even at this early date, it was a given that communities of Jesus' followers would share in this simple meal as a way of remembering his sacrifice and simultaneously experiencing the resurrected Lord's continuing presence among them. Over the centuries, there have been plenty of debates about what this sacred meal is and what it does or does not accomplish. As a sacramental Christian, I happen to believe that the Eucharist is an outward and visible sign of an inward and spiritual grace. In other words, I believe something happens within us, within me, every time I participate in this shared meal with fellow disciples, something that can't necessarily be explained, but is nevertheless experienced at a level beyond mere rationality. Early on in my life as an Episcopalian, I learned a hymn that we often sing at the time when we are invited forward to receive the Eucharist. For me, the words of this hymn offer an insight into what we're doing whenever, as the body of Christ, we participate in the holy meal Christ himself instituted and commanded us to continue. Here are the words of the hymn. I come with joy to meet my Lord, forgiven, loved, and free, in awe and wonder to recall his life laid down for me. I come with Christians far and near to find, as all are fed, the new community of love in Christ's communion bread. As Christ breaks bread and bids us share, each proud division ends. That love that made us makes us one, and strangers now are friends. And thus with joy we meet our Lord, his presence always near. Is in such fellowship better known, we see and praise him here. Together met, together bound, we'll go our different ways. And as his people in the world, we'll live and speak his praise. This hymn, for me, captures both the transcendence of receiving communion and the profound imminence of the feast. We are together with God. We are together with each other. And in that togetherness, we are transformed. Let us pray. Gracious Father, whose blessed Son, Jesus Christ, came down from heaven to be the true bread which gives life to the world, evermore give us this bread, that he may live in us and we in him, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.